all I need is uh-huh.
And welcome to world famous Phil Henry Show on this Monday. I'm Robert Leonard with Margaret Gray.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Margaret Gray, and here is General Galen Shaw. General?
Yes. I'm going to make a whole round.
I'm supposed to introduce...
Oh, yes, this is General Galen Shaw, and here is Bud Dickman.
David, Bud Dickman.
Yes, Bud Dickman.
And here, and I'm Bud Dickman, and here's Phil Henry.
All right, thank you very much, everybody. I think that works.
Yes, that's a good, I don't particularly like the term, but,
Well, it's called going around the horn.
Bet it does. I'm not a big fan of these baseball terms, especially one that says go around the horn. And I think at least Phil understands.
Big scary movie.
Not really, but...
Oh, not really. So leave me high and dry, twisting in the breeze.
Well, Miss Gray, I believe you probably make a big thing.
But spare us your observations, all right?
Well, you make a big thing. You think going around the horn...
Spare us, Bud.
Bud, don't do it.
Going around the horn means a gangbang.
You dirty...
All right, so welcome to the show.
You missed me.
I don't care, Bud. One of these days I will not miss, and I will catch you, and I will... One of these days I will... Oh.
Yeah, so welcome to the program.
Sounds like we're having... There's like an identity crisis going on over there.
Who are you referring to me?
Well, yeah.
It sounds a little... Yeah.
Sounds a little what?
It sounded like you were having some kind of internal conflict about whether you want to kill Bud, or...
Oh, no, make no mistake, that's what I want to do.
Yeah, well, you're not gonna...
Anyway, welcome to our program for this Monday. As I was mentioning on the pre-show, we're getting ready to cut out, man. We're getting ready to bug out early here, because,
Go over to visit Mr. Mann?
Yes, we requested an audience... And we have been granted an audience over at Mark Maron's, and Mark's a great guy. But we've got a couple of things that we want to plug, and we thought
Well, I want in on this. You thought that...
Wait, I thought you were out, you know, having an identity crisis.
Oh, my, did you hear that?
Well, it did sound like you boomeranged a bit.
Yeah, Mr. Andrew, you boomeranged.
Okay, let me get... What is boomerang?
Jeez. What are you laughing about, man?
Oh, my... You are getting a little hysterical, Phil.
Well, it just sounded slightly to us that you boomeranged.
What is boomerang?
Bud?
Well, what I understand boomeranging is when you say a word and it boomerangs back to the lips while you're in the middle saying another word. So, for instance, you said we requested an audience with Mr. Maron, but the word... audience or with Mr. was boomeranging back on Maron. So you went like this. We request an audience from Maron.
Uh-huh. And where did you do research on that?
Well, it is a very common elocutive.
Is that a word, McRae?
Yes, it is a word. It is a very common elocutive of a feature. And when the lip boomerang...
Yeah, Phil, what happens is
why don't you guys give it a rest, okay?
What are you talking about?
Sounds like something you made up.
No, it's true. One lip will boomerang back on the other.
Yes, when the upper lip boomerangs back on the lower lip.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Phil, why are you going, yeah? Do you think I was laughing because I'm kidding? I was laughing at how dense you are. I was laughing at how God allows the dumb to live. Nothing against you.
No, nothing against me. All right.
Well, he's taking it personal.
Yeah, but still, you can't do that on when the lip boomerangs back.
No, I won't do that, man, if I suffer from that.
Now who's laughing?
I am. Why wouldn't I laugh? It's the funniest GD thing I've heard in a long time. On the program here today...
Well, you didn't complete the word. You said loved it. Sorry?
On the program here today, we're going to have not only, of course, our close personal friend Bob Baking is going to be laying the traffic on us here in just a second. We got Dave Devell on. Mr. Devell... He's written a book called Never Give Up. And apparently this is the story of this man, General, going and looking for survivors on...
Well, now, why are you laughing at that?
Phil, of all the things to laugh at...
He went looking for survivors on Mount St. Helens. Now...
Well, I think that's funny, Mr. Stanley.
Are you kidding? I mean, what? Sure, what a dimbulb. The guy beat it.
Don't call the man a dimbulb. He was... You never give up on life. I like the name of that book.
Yeah, okay, fine. So, you never give up. So, he went looking for survivors of the volcanic blast that blew ash over God knows how many states, blew the top of a mountain off. But yeah, okay, sure. Let's go and find anybody that survived that.
Why do you think that's funny, Phil?
The cat goes up to a...
The cat? You know, what I suggest for you is to go in, take a warm bath...
Right now?
Yes, I think you should do the show from a warm bathtub. I've done phone calls that way. I'm Margaret Gray.
Way to go to take a bath, Ms. Gray.
What's that mean?
Nothing. I just...
He doesn't mean anything hygienic.
Yeah, let's just keep it that way.
All right. Dave DeVille. Then we got Bobby Dooley. You know, Easter is coming up.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, you know, that Dooley, she is about... That woman is about six shades away from a complete lunatic asylum. I mean, you color her weird.
All right. So she's going to be here with her husband. And they're going to be talking about the Easter celebration that they have out there at Western Estates.
Well, I'm offended by...
Yeah, I'm very offended by that.
Well, why don't you invite your aunt on and she can talk to Ms. Dooley about it.
I think I will. I'll call my aunt.
Yeah, that'd be great, because she'd get her, keep her in line.
Well, the idea of a traditional Easter ceremony that is very clearly pagan... for me, it just doesn't make it.
All right. Well, so we'll have Ms. Dooley on to talk about that. And then finally, Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police is going to talk about sports. He's going to be talking about having been to Ireland on a Citizens Auxiliary Police field trip or something. And they watch Gaelic football. And
Gaelic.
you're a real jackass. Gaelic is the language that they speak in Ireland.
Yeah, well, okay. So...
Oh, my name's Galen. You want to make fun of that?
No, sir.
Okay. G-A-E-L-I-C.
What is that?
That's how you spell Gaelic.
Yeah, that's how Gaelic is spelled. And let's just try to be grown up and not just devolve into complete ass, right into the strata of ass. Do you mind?
Mr. Henry.
Do you mind?
No, sir.
All right. So we will do that, but first, let's do what we always do here this time of the morning, get into Bob Bacon here, and the traffic. Bob, how's it looking out there this morning?
Well, I'll tell you, we got a little lucky here. Lucretia McKeeble again, and there's a leprechaun. You know, they talk about them on the 15 private freeway to go down there. Run down and watch that landslide blow slide. Don't get blown away by that landslide. All right, up in Rutown View over Sunset Boulevard, and take a left turn, go down there, see the movie star. And you got to make sure that you don't get your car punched, you get it jammed up your rear end. Jack Nicholson with a golf club. Bob Bacon, traffic.
Feeling good, we're feeling all right, yeah.
Yes, this is Margaret Gray. Don't forget to get your backstage pass now at the Phil Henry Show website. Yeah. What is the backstage pass? Well, what are you looking at?
Nothing.
So you think it means anal? Here,
get out of here, will you?
How do you do that?
The backstage pass is a subscription.
I'll do it. Thank you. The backstage pass is a subscription to the world famous Phil Henry Show website. So get yourself the backstage pass. You can get an all access pass, or you can get the audio only. But get it. Get it. Love it. And as we like to say here at the Phil Henry Show, drape your leg over it and give it a quick hip hunch.
Isn't that nice?
What are you? Jesus, you have been laughing it up ever since I came in here this morning, Phil. You're all here. What is your deal?
I'm going to tell you what, General, that sounded kind of weirded out and everything.
Oh, did it sound weirded out? Henry comes in here going, hur-hur-hur, and I'm weirded out.
Well, what do you mean? What's wrong?
Well, what are you laughing at?
I just thought that the phrase, drape your leg over it and give it a hip hunch.
Well, Phil, it's clearly in the advertising copy here. I read it as the result of someone putting the copy.
Yeah, we understand, Miss Gray. God damn, give it a rest. Mr. Henry.
Here, I'll give this a rest.
It's in the copy, General.
It's in the... Yeah, all right, so it's in the copy.
And I just thought it was funny.
Then why were you laughing? See, what I'm trying to do, I'm not... Look, you're the host of the show, Phil.
Oh, thank you very much for acknowledging that.
Well, look, all I'm saying is, when you come in here and everything's a laugh riot, hi, my name is Phil. Ha, 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 ha. And today, ha, 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 ha. My penis, ha, ha, ha.
That is kind of funny.
What's funny about a man's penis?
All right, thank you very much. Nothing, except you brought it up completely out of context, so... All right, the world-famous Phil Henry Show here, and PhilHenryShow.com. Now, I'm looking at a bunch of people standing out on the street here in Ferguson. Is this a news story? And the sign says Black Lives Matter. And there's a police... Oh, that was Richmond, California. Okay, that's...
Yes, well, that Richmond, California is Northern California, and I think we can expect from Northern California a progressive point of view. That would be white people who actually care whether black people live or die. Thank you.
Well, I mean, that is kind of nice, but...
All right, so what are you pissed off about?
Why are you asking these questions?
I wondered if that was Ferguson, that's all. I just wondered if it was Ferguson. It was a line of people with a sign. I thought, were they doing that in Ferguson?
Are you kidding, Phil? That's not...
All right, now look, don't get too political.
Oh, I see. I'm not allowed to, but Phil can.
Well, no, you do whatever you want. I'm just saying, I don't think... excuse me.
Reflux?
Yeah.
Have you tried the Zantac mint flavored?
Yes, I have. Thank you. All right, so let's get over here now to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show newsmaker line, because with us right now is Dave DeVell. And Dave, as I said, has written this book called Never Give Up. He joins us from Portland, Oregon here on this gorgeous day. I don't know what kind of weather you have in Portland, David, but we've got a beautiful... A beautiful day here in Southern California. I guess it's a long, long time since you hiked the terrain there of Mount St. Helens, huh?
A long time, yeah.
And David, how are you this morning, by the way?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Tell me about your book and tell us about that day on Mount St. Helens. Now, you went looking for survivors. I just want to be clear. You were looking for survivors of the blast.
Yeah, Dave, this is General Shaw. That's...
Right. Right.
That's what you're doing.
Right, right. We are out at Mount St. Helens. The blast that happened, the top of the volcano, the top of the mountain had blown clean off. And it was then that as soon as we saw that the dust was beginning to settle, that the ash and the ash and cloud was beginning to move out, and it was spreading out over the area. As soon as we saw that the residual effects of this had settled just a bit, that's when I gave the high sign and the cue to my team, and I said, let's move in four directions, from the north, the south, the east, and the east. And we started...
Why was it the north, south, east, and east?
So what did I say? I said north, south, east.
Yeah, you said north, south, east, east.
That'd be north, south, east, west.
It would be north, south, west. Yes, that's exactly right. We moved in from four directions, from the north, from the west, from the south, and...
And from the east.
Yeah, it's north, south, east, west.
North, south, east, west. And that was the direction that I moved in. I had four other teams.
You moved in what direction? You yourself?
I went north, south, east, and west, yes.
How can you do that?
Okay. I'm looking now at my notes. I had blue team went north, green team went south, and they started south of the... that was wrong. That's why we had this difficulty. If I could tell it my way, Phil.
I'm awfully sorry, Dave. You go ahead.
What happened, we lost green team because they were directed to go south, and they started from south of Mount St. Helens. So they began walking south away from the mountain. That was wrong. We had the east team going west, and we had the west team going east. But the north team and the south team, both of them went north and went south, so hence they were going away from the mountain. Fortunately, I was on the west team, and I began going west, but I was alerted by one of our team leaders, Pablo Truls, and he said to, you're going the wrong way. When we finally got turned around, it was late in the day, it got dark. And so we were unable to mount our rescue operation that day.
Now, are you pretty sure you thought you were going to find you were going to rescue a guy and all this stuff?
We were very certain that if there were survivors, we were going to find them.
Now, this is an interesting
dig about a survivor.
Shut up, Bud. Would you please?
What did the young man say?
Nothing, Bud.
Well, I mean, I don't understand.
You don't understand what, son?
Let me ask the question, all right?
Well, all right, but he doesn't understand something.
Well, the question that I want to ask that I don't think any of us understand is, Mount St. Helens, the entire top of that mountain blew off. You went to the top of Mount St. Helens, what was left of it, looking for survivors.
That's right. We were looking for people who might be buried under some rubble, some people that might be behind brush.
But can I ask you, what makes you think that it was possible for someone to survive the volcano? She's...
Yeah, I mean, not though.
You know, I don't know if any of you have ever done any mountain climb. I'm a mountain man. You know, there's an old term, Mr. Henry. A mountain man, you know what that is?
I've heard the term, yeah.
All right, a mountain man is a man who understands certain aspects of mountain hunting. And that is, there are echoes. Sound carries differently. You have to have obvious physical fitness to negotiate the heights and in scaling these incredible surfaces. You have to have some rock climbing skill. And you need to understand how gravity works. On a mountain, when something blows up into the air and then it comes down, because it's so high and because the air is so thin, it could literally land anywhere. Because the thin air allows for an object to move freely about the air current. And you may go straight up in the air, and where you land might be a mile away, even though you only went up about 100 yards. Do you understand this?
What are you talking about? That sounds ridiculous.
Well, it may sound ridiculous, but this is exactly the phenomenon in the physical forces that are at work there on mountain climbing.
Well, bottom line, did you find anyone alive?
We did. We found a man by the name of William Ketchum. And William had a cabin.
Wait. You found a guy alive on Mount St. Helens?
Yes, we did. We found a man up... You're asking me, did he live on Mount St. Helens when it blew up?
Yeah, look at Dave. Let's quit messing around. Did you find anybody up there that was alive that lived there?
What do you mean, quit messing around?
We're trying to find out, when the mountain... With people living on the... You were looking for people that were living on the mountain when it blew up?
Of course.
All right. This guy, William Ketchum, was he...
Was he what?
Was he living on the mountain when it blew up?
No, he was not living on... Not that I asked him, and he said no. I said, well, you're alive, and that's good enough for me. And...
Well, this man, did he survive the blast?
All I'm telling you was he was alive. He might have... To be honest with you, I don't know.
Maybe he's a guy who's just up there hiking.
He might have been, okay? Do you want to start... Get a load of these guys. I'm talking to these guys. Hey, Jerry, I'm talking to some guys on the radio.
Okay, look, Dave, if you don't mind, please direct your comments to us. I want to know, did you find any guys that were alive after the mountain blew up who had lived on top of that mountain?
We were looking for those people. We went to the top of the mountain. We were on all sides of Mount St. Helens. And just before, I had marshaled my team. Now, I said, now that mountain's going to blow up. And after it blows up, I want everyone ready so we can get up there and find survivors.
So did you see this thing blow up?
Of course I did. Everyone did.
Right. And so you saw this thing blow to hell and back, and you thought there was a...
Johnny, that's impossible!
You know, you never say die. You never say die. And
well, I got to admire your
stick-to-itiveness.
I don't know what you... You guys are mentally... I think there's some sort of a feature of the way your brain developed, because I'm not...
Well, you know, this is what I got to deal with every morning. But I'm just asking you something, Mr. Devell. By the way, Dave Devell, I know that... Were you a singer at one time?
Yes, I had a small lounge act, yeah.
You had a lounge act, and then you went into search and rescue?
I did. You find that unusual? I don't, and...
Well, you were a lounge singer, and you went into search and rescue. Why?
Because I was not... Because I was lousy at singing. I'm being honest with you.
Well, I appreciate that. So you went into... Now you go up the mountain. The question is, did you find anyone?
Right now, we're not sure. We found what we thought was a man. It could have been really anything. It was a rock formation. But you see, when the volcano blows, and it blows like nothing you've ever seen before. You don't know. You watched it on television, but I watched it from, I would say about 2 miles off, sitting in a camper, and I had just opened up a cup of noodles.
Uh-huh.
You know, excuse me.
Margaret, where are you going?
Oh, she's got a... What's the matter? You got a bug up your ass, sister?
Sister?
I'm telling you, Phil.
All right, so was this some kind of an outing for you guys, or...
No, it's not some kind of an outing for you guys. This was a serious, serious, serious search and rescue proposition.
You're up there doing a cup of noodle and everything.
I wasn't doing a cup of noodle, son. I wasn't doing a cup... Oh, hey, Jerry, this kid...
Will you stop talking to people behind you and talk to us?
All right. right. But the idea that I put one leg up on the bumper and unzipped.
No, no, no. He's not talking about eating a cup of noodle.
Oh, shit. No, there was nothing we could do, Mr. Henry, but wait. We saw the explosion, and that's when I got on the radio. I said, Hatchback 3, Mighty Joe Young. That was our cue to move. Hatchback 3 was Get Set. Mighty Joe Young was On the Move. On the Move.
All right, so Mighty Joe Young. I'm back. I want in on this. Now, did you say...
Well, Mr. Henry, I have not been allowed to get this narrative out. I'm being interrupted at every break.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. I want Mr. DeVell to tell this story as clearly and as completely as he can, if my panel doesn't mind, and then we move forward, okay?
Yeah, okay.
That'll sound good to me, Mr. Henry.
Sure, sure, go ahead. Have at it there, Ace.
Fine.
All right, thank you very much. I gave the cue, which was Hatchback 3. We stood by the Mountain Blue, and it blew like anything, like nothing you've ever seen. It just exploded into a just incredible storm of dust and rock. A frightening, frightening sight indeed. And when everything had settled, and it took several hours, as you might well imagine, Mr. Henry, and we weren't even sure then, had the mountain not settled, had the mountain stopped exploding, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, that probably...
Whoa, Sunshine.
He wants to finish, Phil.
I apologize.
Thank you. So, now, where was I?
You were waiting for the mountain to settle.
Waiting for the mountain to settle. So the mountain settles down, and that's when I got on the radio, and I went 3-2-1. Mighty Joe Young. Your mother and your sister, too. And that's when I saw, and it was quite a sight, Mr. Henry, to see some 300 campers, trucks with camper shells, seeing RVs, seeing pickup trucks towing and station wagons, and regular passenger cars towing large trailers, beautiful Windstreams trailers, Winnebagos, and the like. It was a beautiful thing. And they all raced toward Mount St. Helen. We tried to get up the mountain. We couldn't. We knew we had to go up on foot. And so everyone parked and began to unhook trailers. A lot of them started fires. People were hungry, so we decided we'd eat. And the next morning, we started up the hill. Now, we were looking for any living being. And
did you find anybody?
The short answer or the long answer?
Give me the short answer.
All right. The short answer is this. We went up the mountain... And on...
This is the short... The question is, did you find anybody?
Do you want the long answer or do you want the short answer?
We want the short answer.
Short answer.
All right, I'm going to give you the short answer.
Great.
The short answer...
Well, just the short answer.
I heard you the first time. The short answer is, as we went up the mountain, and I looked at these, there were a few very rare species of ivy and...
Look, I got to tell you, Dave, this doesn't sound like the short answer.
All right, I'll give you the long answer then.
I don't want the long answer. I want the short answer.
The short answer is we went up the mountain.
All right, give us the long answer then.
No, we didn't find anyone.
How's that the long answer and the other one's the short answer?
I'm telling you, Mr. Henry, I'm a search and rescue man. You know something? I don't know why I agreed to come on this program. My book is called Never Give Up. We looked. The mountain exploded. I said, okay, next step, find survivors.
I don't know how you write a book about survivors on a mountain that blew up like a thermonuclear explosion, man. I don't see how that happens.
Well, it happened, okay? Are you going to start making... Ho-ho! Hey, Bobby, here's a guy...
Will you knock it off with these people behind you?
I think that at this particular point, Mr. DeVell, you should be commended, obviously, for your having a faith that people could survive.
Let me ask you a question here.
I'm not done yet.
Go ahead.
That people could survive. My question for you, then, is if you were to find people who had survived, what state did you expect them to be in?
Well, naturally, would they be dazed?
Days, man! How you know they even been in one piece?
Now, right there, give that man a cigar right there, the guy right there. Yeah, you think they're dazed? You'd be lucky if you were able to sweep them into a dustpan. You'd be lucky if you were able to stick them into a little small, the baggie. You know, bag it, don't wrap it, and they should have a picture of you on a sign of Mount St. Helens. Hi, I'm Dave DeVell for Glad Bags. Here's a guy right here.
Shit.
Yeah, I think it's really... really bad.
Oh, you think that I'm going to do a... Oh, boy, that, I tell you, that's something that only the lowest scum of the earth...
I'm telling you right now, Duvall, you're standing there with a glad bag.
All right, knock it off with the glad bags. You didn't find anybody.
No, we did not find anyone. But what kills me is this guy here, this General Shaw. I did do a deal, a brief deal. We cut a pilot a commercial for glad bags, and there was some dust that looked like it might have been human. And I said, anybody recognize this guy? And it was a joke. It was a bad joke. And that's when Gladbag said,
Gladbag was going to do a commercial with you?
Yes, to see if we bagged up anybody, you know.
Oh, I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Did the people at Gladbag sign a deal with you?
No, they didn't. We wanted to bring to them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, Dave, good luck with your book.
Oh, so I'm being pushed off the air, mister, and I want to say, under protest, I came on this program because I'd heard that you use the vile and the vulgar languages. And I heard that you're not very polite to ethnic minorities.
Well, that's all a lie. That's a complete lie. And I think I've been very polite to you. But if you're telling me you're on the side of Mount St. Helens looking for survivors after that mountain blew up, and you're holding up a baggie with ash that you think might be human and going, anybody know this guy?
That's what you're doing. Don't blame me.
God damn, was that you, man?
That's exactly... What does that mean?
Well, for a serious search and rescue man, you sure do laugh like a girl.
Well, for a woman, you sure do sound like a man. Oh!
I don't want that man... You know something? Excuse me, what's his number?
Margaret, what are you going to do?
I'm calling him back. I'll do it in the other room.
Well, you know, I don't blame her.
Yes, I'd like to speak with Dave Duvall.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Yeah, you're a real ass and a... I'm a what? Well, if I've got a penis, it's a lot bit...
Shut the door, bud. We're going to be right back here on the Phil Henry Show with more of this exciting and scintillating and groovy-ass stuff, man. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Like I said, we are getting things out of the way early here today because we're going to be going over and sitting down and graciously accepting our request to plug some stuff on the show. Mark Maron, we'll be sitting down with Mark here. Anyway, let's talk a little bit here about what's happening at philhenryshow.com, our online store. Did we talk about our BSPs already?
I can tell you this. I'm more of a man than you are.
Margaret, did we talk about BSPs?
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute, N-word. What's that?
Did we talk about BSPs?
Yeah, we already did.
Yes.
Eating off of hooks.
So let's talk about our online store, General.
Yeah, the online store at philhenryshow.com. Yeah, it's real great. It's fantastic. It's something that you should have that up on the screen there. You're a real moron. You know that, Dickman?
Hey, do about it.
The online store at philhenryshow.com has a variety, a potpourri of Marvelosity there for you, man. We've got sweatshirts. We've got dry armpit shirts. That would be the t-shirts, okay?
Dry armpit shirt.
All right. We have hats. We have...
got wigs? Have you got toupees?
We got toupees. Matter of fact, here is... here's the online store now. Ah, yes. As you can see right there, and look at this. Here's our digital downloads. Look at all of those digital downloads, General.
Well, I'm looking right there as the best of 2005. Goes all the way back to 1997. Sweet JC.
And then we have clothing. Here it is, the Teds of Beverly Hills t-shirt. There's the Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary t-shirt. Here is our Teds of Beverly Hills online, our hoodie. This is one that you really got to grab and love and almost suckle at the breast of. This is the Rudy Canuza La La Ladies t-shirt. It's pink. It's weird. Chicks will dig it. Ladies, if you don't have this shirt, you know what? You're still cutting your hair like those chicks in the Midwest do. I'm kidding. That's just something my, you know, friend of mine said. All right, and here is the official Phil Henry Show All Purpose Wear Anywhere. Yeah, my girlfriend said it. This is a Phil Henry Show t-shirt. Then we have collectibles, man. Here's the collectibles. Look at this. Here's the Bobby Dooley keychain. Woohoo! Here is our coffee mug. Woohoo! Here is our shot glass.
Woohoo!
Jesus. All right, and then we have gift subscriptions. This is a great way to get to know someone. It's a great way to have someone say, did you buy me that gift subscription? Yes, I did. Thank you. I've just taken out the restraining order.
And
you're welcome. So be sure to get a gift subscription. I would, you know, get them for anybody that you know, that you love, that you appreciate. World famous Phil Henry Shows online. Store at philhenryshow.com. Pro famous Phil Henry Show will be right back. Right back. Don't go anywhere. If you go anywhere, I won't do anything about it. But then you'll be lost. You'll be lost morally. You'll be lost spiritually. Your voice cracked. Went, what?
You can't buy them back.
All right, folks. Thank you very much to Dave DeVell. That was about as whack as it gets, huh?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with Dave, and I said, if you ever want to try me, have at it. And, of course, he made all the usual...
Well, don't make a sex joke.
Yes, he made his sex jokes, bud. Probably inspired by you.
I don't make any of those.
No, look, bud, don't piss me off right. You wouldn't like me when I get angry.
All right, we've heard that, Margaret. So what happened?
Well, what happened was I just said to him, you know, DeVell, you're wasting, you're spinning your wheels on this one. You're pumping the dry well, as the line goes. And I said that even if you went out looking, as you say you did, for survivors of the Mount St. Helens, he called it the Mount St. Helens kaboom or something like that.
Well, I saw the cover of his book, and he's got Mount St. Here it is right here. Look at this.
What the hell? This is a picture of the mountain exploding, and then... And then superimposed over that is the word kaboom.
Yeah. So one would think that this guy's just a big joke.
Well, he is a joke.
Yeah, the guy coming off sounded like a joke. Why wouldn't he be a joke?
Well, I don't know, but I did say to him, don't ever darken our doors again. We don't want you around. We're not particularly, comfortable with you. And we'd like you to keep as far away from us as you can. And that's when he let loose a string of vulgarities. And he didn't hang up. I hung up on him. I picked the line up again. He was still there. And I said, I thought we've reached the point now in the evolution of telephone.
All right, Margaret, thank you very much. So you couldn't hang up on him?
Yeah.
Well, Phil, let her...
All right, I mean, I don't know.
I thought we'd reached the point in the evolution of telephones where you could hang up on someone and it would disconnect.
I thought we had too. I guess not, huh?
Well, it turned out I hadn't really hung up on him because there was something inside of me that said, don't hang up on this man. He needs you. So we have made a date to have coffee. Not a real date, bud.
Well, what's Frank going to say?
Frank's got nothing to say about this. I'm going to interview this slob my way. It's either my way or the highway.
Oh, you got to interview this guy, try to get a real story?
Well, good luck, you know.
Well, I'll see what I can do, but I think I might have a little bit better luck.
All right. I think it's a big waste of your time.
Naturally, you'd say that, Phil, because you carved it up. So let me take a crack at it. Let me make art out of what you just dropped out of your ass. How about that?
Yeah, okay.
I'll make art out of what you dropped out of your ass. That's what I do, you see.
Margaret?
No, that's what Margaret Gray does. I make art out of what you, all of you out there, drop out of your asses.
Oh,
Phil, this is you. This is you. This is Phil Henry, ladies and gentlemen, all through his show.
You know what? You're a real baby.
No, no, no. This is Phil Henry all through his show.
Jarvis Gray, you look kind of weird when you did that.
Well, I guess so, because what do you think Phil looks like?
I don't think as bad as that.
Well, I don't know, Miss M.
All right, forget it, will you? Because we got shit we got to do now.
By the way, Phil, you're going to have to knock off the S word and the F word, because, I don't want to tell anybody.
Well, then don't.
I'll just say that a very large platform... Mr. Henry is negotiating to join, and these are some people, you know, could do you a world of good, my friend.
Yes, I think they would do you a world of good. Clean the filth up on this program.
No. Nobody cleans that. No, that's not what those cats are about. So I will make those announcements when the time comes. All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Always good to have them with us. And I know you guys are getting ready, Bobby, to head out. You're doing a little mini vacation. Where are you guys headed for?
Well, so right now we're here at LAX.
Not at LAX.
No, I know that. I know you're at LAX. I'm asking, where are you guys headed out? Where are you guys headed for ahead of the Easter vacation?
Oh yeah, we're going to Sedona.
Yeah, right out Sedona.
Just take a couple of days. We really want to relax. It's going to be a very big Easter weekend.
When is Easter?
I don't know. I think it's this. I don't know.
No, we kind of try to relax.
No, I know. But could you look up when Easter is?
Yeah.
You don't know when Easter is.
Are you asking me?
No, I'm asking Phil.
I don't. I think it's next weekend.
Well, I don't know when it is. It's...
In any event, let's just... So Easter is coming up, and you're going to have... are you going to have your usual Easter celebration?
Well, yes, we're going to have our usual Easter celebration. All I know is Bud Dickman called us, caught us here at the airport, and said that Phil wanted to talk with us, and we're very happy to. Phil, we did talk with you last year about our Easter celebration. I think that Bud does have the recording there.
Yeah, get the recording of the Easter celebration.
I know you have the recording, and now here's the thing, Bobby. Robert's aunt Mavis Leonard. Do you know her?
Yes, I know her.
All right, she's going to join us here in a minute. She has some questions and some disagreements with how you celebrate Easter. You say this is a traditional celebration.
Yes, Phil, it is very. I feel a little bit attacked here.
Why are you trying to?
No, dear, we're not attacking you, but it is. It's very. You say it's traditional, but it's very non-traditional, isn't it?
It's very non-traditional in that we incorporate what we have evolved here at Western Estates. But we are the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We are Western Estates. That's our slogan. That's really our way of life. We are Western Estates. And so when we say we are...
Well, what is that? Sounds like you've developed, like you've evolved along the, like a Stone Age society or something like that, you know?
Well, no, we're not Stone Age.
Oh, God. Well, we do, yes. Copy along the line of a Stone Age.
Do consider, and we have great admiration, obviously, for the Stone Age and for pre-Bronze Age peoples.
What does that mean, darling? There was no Jesus Christ pre-Bronze Age.
There didn't have to be a Jesus Christ. We have brought... Do you understand? Where's the tape recording?
Yeah, right here.
All right, this is, if you missed it last year, folks, this is the... recording of, just go ahead.
Hey, everyone. Yeah. Okay, all the kids now. All the kids together. I don't know, were you able to hear that?
Yeah, we were, and I didn't hear anything there that was even close to anything Christian.
We're concerned that what you're doing...
Oh, so this is a... You know what this is? This is a freedom of religion issue, and we're fighting for the Christian values.
Hey!
Hold on, okay?
Thank you very much, Bud.
All right, that's fine. What about Jewish people? What about Muslim people?
Who? All of the Jewish people in Western States have always... They're wonderful people. They've always stayed clear of us when we get into our... It does turn into a bit of a frenzy, but it's not a frenzy. Like, for instance, I can tell you this. Steve, what was the movie?
Yeah, it's called Lord of the Rings.
In Lord of the Rings, when they cut the pig's head off and stick it on a stake and set fire to the island, and then the boys are discovered by a British cruiser that's going by, and the British rescue vessel, I should say. Well, anyway...
Wait, that's not Lord of the Rings. That's Lord of the Flies. Of the Flies.
Oh, God. You know what? I can almost smell your breath through the...
It's Lord of the... I don't care what you... It's Lord of the Flies.
Margaret's right. It's the film you're referencing, Bobby, is Lord of the Flies, William Golding's famed novel that they eventually did make into a black-and-white movie.
Well, the movie that we saw was Lord of the Rings, right? Wasn't it?
Probably Lord of the Rings. It could be of the Fly.
Well, which is it, Steve?
On the fly ball. On baseball.
What do you mean baseball? Which was it, Lord of the Fly, or Lord of the Flies, or Lord of the Rings?
I thought it was Lord of the Fly. And that's when I went to Lord of the Rings, because there was no Lord of the Fly.
Oh, you guys are,
What does that mean, Steve? What does it mean, Steve? I'm on a nationally syndicated, I don't know what this is anymore. So, Phil, what is this, the Plowcast?
Podcast.
I'm on a national... Actually, this is more. It's global. Well, it's global.
I understand.
Okay, so what was this? What did you do?
I thought when you said, oh, God.
Look, he's starting to cry.
Well, don't make the man nervous, for God's sake.
Yeah, give the guy. Hey, look, Dooley, what movie were you looking for?
I was looking for Lord of the Fly. And,
There is no Lord of the Fly. It's called Lord of the Flies.
I know that. I know that. So when I didn't find Lord of the Fly, I thought, well, it's got to be Lord of the Rings.
You know something, Steve. I love you very, very much. But I'm going to have to tie you to the wheelbarrow tonight. You know that, don't you?
Oh, God.
I have to tie you to the wheelbarrow tonight and let your trousers down.
We don't want to hear about this.
Ms. Dooley, I think I've had conversations with you relative to you physically abusing your husband, okay? And I think that can we turn that tape off, bud?
Oh, there you want to have to do, bud.
Turn the tape off, bud.
They want to hear about it. They all, said that they want to hear it.
Mr. Henry, I wanted to hear our Easter drumming.
I'm trying to say to you, Ms. Dooley, and you know that I've said this before, I don't like the idea of you abusing your husband, and I it's domestic violence. We've asked you not to do it on our air. You did it anyway the other day.
Am I doing it on the air? I said I'll tie him to the wheelbarrow later.
Yeah, it's all right, Mr. Henry.
Later. Mr. Henry, I don't know if you know this, but I'm an American citizen, all right?
I know that.
I'm an American. And as such, I have rights.
My wife really does.
I know that.
And so if my husband talks back to me, earlier you were talking about your mouth, your lips. I believe you were talking about your lips boomeranging. Steve's lips, his entire soul is on a boomerang. So what Steve puts out, he gets back. And if he wants to give me lip, I can throw down. I'll skin that smoke wagon.
Oh, God.
All right, well, good luck, folks.
Are you done bothering me? Because
oh, no, wait a minute.
Yeah, come on.
We do have Mavis Leonard on the line who wants to talk with you. So I tell you what I'd like to do is take a quick break.
What is this woman going
to
do?
She wants to talk to you about... You get Mavis on here. She wants to talk to you about the, about you abusing... Or actually...
Phil, spit it out.
What the hell is with you, Henry?
All right, hold on for a minute. We'll be right back here on a world-famous Phil Henry show. Mavis Leonard will be with us. She'll talk with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley about some bullshit, which I'm not exactly sure what it is. Yeah! Listen, guys, if you want to get in touch with us, our social media is as follows. Our fan page at Facebook is facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS. We're all over Twitter like white on rice. We're all over it like a bad stink. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/RealPhilHenry, RealPhilHendrie. Or twitter.com/PhilHenryShow. Margaret Gray is there. And Bud Dickman, you're there.
Yeah, I am, and also Bobby Dooley is.
Bobby Dooley is. So check us out if you do that social media thing, and you should, stay up on what's happening with the Phil Henry Show, if nothing else. Check us out over in those spots. I won't follow you. I won't. All that remains.
I'll say it's all that remains. After that, that should be the only thing left standing. After
anyway, all that remains. Thanks, guys. Very nice. We're with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley as they talk to us here. They're on their way to Sonora, Arizona, for a little bit of a vacation. And I know that you guys. Then, of course, we have the Easter celebration out there at Western Estates. That's what we're talking to them about. And we also are bringing on the line right now from Southgate, California, Mavis Leonard. Who will discuss a little bit about this Easter celebration. Mavis, how are you, hon?
Yes, I'm doing very well, Mr. Henry. It's good to be on your program. I want to talk to Ms. Dooley. How are you? I'm doing fine, thank you. Ms. Dooley, I heard you say that you have all kinds of drums and a ooga booga and all that. You know something? I'm a Christian. I have been a Christian all of my life. And regardless of what some Christians do, I live my life by the word of Jesus. As do we. Well, I don't know, because I heard your husband talk about Lord of the Rings, and last year you said that You, at all in a frenzy. Let me explain, if I could, Miss Leonard, what we do. I hope you would. First of all, we come out in a traditional Easter parade. We sing in the Easter bonnet and in I'm Gonna Be On It. I know, Margaret, you know it better.
Yes, in my Easter bonnet with all the fringes upon it, I glide along with Easter eggs and things and dee-dee-dee. You know that, Mavis?
I know Easter bonnet. I don't reckon anything you two people have just done here. Man, I don't recognize that. But
go watch out, honey.
I'll tell you, I am so angry right now, I may lapse into a four-letter word. I don't know what I've done to offend you. What you've done, you talk about going out and having a traditional Easter celebration with a drum, you launch into a frenzy, and then you launch in and rub yourselves with mud and dance around like a bunch of aborigines. I think you said that you are trying to look like basic aboriginal with a didgeridoo. And, of course, we have a didgeridoo, of course. Oh, of course, yeah. No home should be without one. Are you serious? I mean, are you getting all of your greens? I can't believe what I'm hearing, Mr. Henry.
All right, let me, if I could. Bobby, what is traditional about the didgeridoo?
Mr. Henry, if I have to start at the beginning with you...
Look, I was raised in the Christian church. I was raised Catholic, and I never heard about...
Catholic, well, that's, I'm afraid, Mr. Henry, all bets are off with Catholic. I don't think anybody can...
What are you talking about?
I think, Mr. Henry, that when we talk about Christianity, all bets are off. If you're a Catholic, that means you're a papist. And there's a devil. You know as well as I do, all the nuns go ice skating with the devil. Isn't that the purpose?
The purpose of what?
Isn't the purpose of the Catholic Church? Isn't one of the things in Revelation that the nuns someday would ice skate with the devil? Yes, that is true, Phil.
Wait. Who's the Catholic here, me or you guys?
Well, you are, of course. Yes, you are.
Okay, there's nothing that I was taught that in Revelations one day the nuns would ice skate with the devil.
Well, that's bull. That can't be true because everyone knows, everyone in the Protestant movement that has been afoot since Luther Vandross. Wait a minute. Did some dumbass say Luther Vandross? Because I'll come through the phone on you right now.
I didn't mean to do it.
You really deserve to go slow. Go slow and go on an open, even flame. Let me just say this, Phil. I don't know what Catholicism taught you. I'm saying we're going to have the traditional. You have a traditional thing. I'm telling you right now, McDooley, if you do it with a didgeridoo, and if you do it with spears and a fire and all that, I will be told. I won't be told. No, maybe I will be told, but I won't agree with it.
All right, Bobby. Have any kind of a celebration. And Ms. Leonard, let's just talk about this. She can have any kind of a celebration that she wants to have. We all know that it's not a traditional Easter celebration.
You said it, Bill, but just the idea that you're going to be sitting there having that, I find that. I would like to right now tell Bud Dickman, please cue it. Please.
Why me? You me. I move. You move. It's your move. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'll do everything in my power to keep you people from going out and stinking it up. You will, with that celebration, you stink. You make Easter not be, it's no longer Easter egg.
Try to get it out in, one sentence if you could.
All right, I'm going to the phone.
Oh, God.
Mr. Henry, are you going to allow that?
Look, Ms. Leonard, I can't stop you.
I'm coming to the phone.
Hey, what the hell are you doing?
Hey, happy Easter, big boy.
Well, Phil, that got completely out of control.
You know, Phil, it's going to get out of control if you don't exercise some,
some control.
Yes.
God knows what she did.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I know my aunt, man, ain't going to be pretty. No, it ain't going to be pretty. If I know my aunt, ain't going to be pretty.
Yeah, if you know your aunt, it ain't going to be pretty.
I didn't say aunt, I said aunt.
Well,
you shut up, both you guys. Oh, God, I'm almost choking up. I almost feel like I'm going to cry. That's how disgusting all of that was. All right, coming up, Jay Sandis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to talk with us about Irish football. Jay just got back from a vacation in Ireland. He was in Dublin with his wife and his son, and they took in a game of Gaelic football, G-A-E-L-I-C, or Irish football, if you will. We're going to find out what that are. And maybe it's got something to do with Jay Sandis, Citizens Auxiliary Police, you think?
I know that Jay is always looking for potential areas of trouble.
Jason!
And maybe this is one. I don't know.
World famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, listen, if you want to get a look at what Phil looks like as he's doing this show, that's your problem. And believe me, go to a doctor first and see if there isn't something he can give you for that. But if you still want to see what Phil Hendry looks like doing this show, don't miss out on the one place where you can see it and see it real good. That's our YouTube channel, The Real Bud Dickman at YouTube. If you go to that, you'll see Phil Hendry. He'll look weird as hell. Then maybe, and only then, you'll get a backstage pass, which is the all-inclusive, which means you'll get to see it all, do it all, be it all, and be all you can be.
Yes, it's the YouTube channel, the Phil Hendry YouTube channel, The Real Bud Dickman channel at YouTube.
What's the URL on that?
What's the what?
The URL.
Yeah, go find out on a URL.
I don't know what you mean by a URL.
What's the web address of it?
I think it's www.your sister. How about that?
What the fuck?
This is Attila. Attila. Attila, baby, with Guilty Pleasures, the name of the new album. This is called Hate Me.
Yeah! Mr. Henry, I come back from the phone. Dooley, you there?
I'm here.
You ain't never gonna give me a line of shit again, are you?
No, I won't. I know I'm in the command of Mavis.
No, you are not. You're under my command.
I know, but I can't.
Yeah, that's right. It's hideous, Father. You ever have your husband give me a line of lip like that? Even if it boomerang. Even if his mouth boomerang and one lip flapped off the other. I'll come to that phone and I will mail his lips back to him in a couple of days. How's that sound? Oh, my God.
Wow.
Don't give me that wow. You knew that would happen. You knew that would happen the minute you invited Mavis Leonard on with that brain-dead Dooley. Keith.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm not. Turn that clown down, will you? Clown down. Clown down.
All right, thanks, Attila.
Yeah, I got clown down.
What is clown down?
That's my code for him to turn it down.
What is with everybody with the code around here, okay? No more code. If you want to know a code, it's me. I'm the code.
Well, Phil...
No. No code, no looking at people, winking, hey, make sure you do this. You guys, all you do is look to subvert me.
Phil, if it wasn't for the fact that we do try to occasionally not subvert, but to keep the show from going off the rails, hello?
Yeah, true, Mr. Henry. I mean, sometimes this show, like... Man, it's like a truck going down a mountain road with no power steering.
Yeah, all right.
Give me five.
Yeah.
Get out of here, give me five. A truck going down a mountain road, huh?
You butcher it, you boomerang.
Yeah, your tongue boomeranged off of your lip and you...
Never mind. I'm just telling you, I don't want any more of these, any of this bullshit code. Okay. Now that we done did that, Phil Hendry Show and... I think we have in the line. Now, can I ask a question? And I don't mean to be a real pain in the ass. Here's Jay. Jay, how you doing?
Phil, how you doing? It's great to be with you. I'm grateful to be on the program here. I'm sorry, but I am present time taking a bath.
Yeah, this is the second time you've been taking a bath.
Well, would you rather I not be on air?
He's not going to be available, Mr. Henry, because he's going back out on vacation pretty soon. And
Are you going back to on vacation?
Came back from Ireland last weekend, and then we're going to be going next week, going to Mexico. So last week we were visiting my wife, Kay's family, and next week we're going to visit my family.
Okay, so all right. I wanted to ask you, you're in the tub.
Well, as soon as I got back, I had to go back out on rounds. You know, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is self-sufficient and self-sustaining, you know, but I still have to go out there.
Well, what, Dooley, look, we're talking about your little volunteer police force.
General, no, you know, I didn't come on here and say, hey, General, how are your bowel movements these days? You hear me say that?
No, you didn't say that, because the last time you tried to get cute with me, you talk about going through the phone. I think you remember.
I don't remember it was me, but maybe it could have been, but maybe it wasn't. I do remember my nose being somewhere that it wasn't supposed to be, which was basically moved on my face about 3 inches. But what's that got to do with it?
Well, I'm the moving company.
Oh, whoa, wow. What a bitch.
All right, guys, knock it off, will you? For God's sake. Look at Jay.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to say, General, that I do, after I came back from vacation, I got a week here where I got to get everybody organized, your assistance, auxiliary police, and then we're leaving back for Mexico.
All right, that's fine. But you're talking about this is a police force.
It's a police force. The Citizens Auxiliary Police has the constitutional power assist as arrest. God damn. How many times am I going to say it?
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
All right, so allow me.
Sorry, God.
Now, Jay, he's on Super Rag today.
Oh, you're on SR, huh? Yeah.
Wow, is SR Super Rag?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Super Rag, or it's sad, you know, sad or ridiculous. Either one, take your pick, you know, but that's why I'm in the tub.
Okay, so tell us about your trip to Ireland. Specifically, you wanted to talk about Gaelic football?
Right, Gaelic football, Phil, it's either called Gaelic football, it can be called Irish football, but in Ireland it's called Gaelic football. It's run by the GAA, which is Gaelic Athletic Association. What is concerning to me, hold on for a minute.
Oh, God.
Oh, would he stop that, please?
Oh, sorry.
Hold on. Jay, could you turn that...
You want me to turn the water down? I don't think there's...
How about you turn it off? Thank you.
All right.
Jay, when you go into the phone, do you think it's a little loud?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. It's so relaxing.
Well, this is the last time you were on, you did that, and we're just asking you, please don't do that.
Well, ma'am, I can't say I won't do it, but I'll try and not to...
Just don't do it loudly into the phone.
Yeah. Anyway, Phil, yes, Gaelic football. Now, what I witnessed was a sport that is high velocity, contact. And here's the thing about Irish football. Have you ever seen Australian rules football?
Yes, I have.
Is it called Australian rules?
Called Australian rules football.
Yeah. Now, is that the one on the round field?
That's exactly right. Australian rules football and Irish football are exactly the same sport, except for one thing. Irish rules football is on a square field, and Australian rules football is on a round field. And on top of that, Australian rules football seems to have taller guys. So I think the catching the ball is important because you got to get way up in the air. Whereas the Irish rules football, they don't have very tall guys. They got guys that are sort of halfway between rugby and halfway between a soccer player.
Now, why would you say that this sport might be potentially a public security problem?
Well, it's very simply this. It's guys are running around, and there's a certain amount of adrenaline and a certain amount of momentum that you're going to build up as you run around. Okay, Mr. Henry?
Okay.
And, wow, you got the... I'm glad you were right, because a lot of times they'll go, okay, Mr. Henry, okay, and you're not there, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm right here.
Okay. you don't have to answer that.
Yeah.
Look, Dooley, will you do it before I start to take my own eyeballs out of my skull?
Shit.
General?
Well, I gotta... General, hold on. That's a very violent image.
Well, the fact is, you're wasting time.
I, you know what? Now I gotta relax. Oh, God, hold on for a minute. That scared me. That scared me so much I need to soothe myself.
Oh, God, I'm leaving.
Hey!
Yeah. Okay, that's got it. You see,
we just lost somebody in the studio. Margaret Gray just walked out.
Why?
Because she hates listening to you go, oh.
You sound like someone was... You sound like you were getting your knob glossed.
Getting my knob glossed? Fuck! Hold on for a minute, man. You know, for all the things I try to do for your show this year.
Oh, yeah.
I You know what? When I see Dooley, not Dooley, is that guy, is Santos?
Yeah, Jay Santos.
When I see him again, I'm going to put him in a wheelchair. Not beat him up. Just pick him up and put him in a wheelchair and dare him to get out of it.
What is that?
Yeah, I think you know what I mean.
Now, that's pretty creative. So you put him in a wheelchair and say, just stay there.
That's what I'll do. That guy...
Is he done?
Come on in, Margaret. Yeah.
I can't take that. That man is a grotesque and vile individual. He may think he's defending people. All he's doing is sitting there in his bathtub, and he's trying to find an excuse to run hot water right over top of it. And I think... You talk about... Look, Frank is my husband, Phil. You know full well Frank and I can become very excited when Frank slaps my face. You know that, right?
Yeah, okay. So what are we talking about now?
Oh, God.
Phil, just...
You really assume the worst, don't you?
What are we talking about now?
I'm saying there's a difference between Frank slapping me across my face several dozen times and me getting so hot that I miss work, and there's a difference between that and this guy, Santos, sitting in his tub and running scalding...
God damn!
And running scalding hot water over top of it and getting off.
I don't know that that's the case.
Well, you know what, Henry? I think all you have to do is give it a good long listen. Just give it a good long succulent listen, and I think you know where we're going.
No, I don't. And I...
Oh, give me a break.
No, I don't. But I will tell you this, Jay, if you're listening.
Well, you know, I'm getting tired of us saying, Jay, if you're listening. You know he's listening.
All right, Jay, let me just say this. I don't think that in any world that I live in, any planet that I'm on, I don't think that it is a proper thing for you to sit in a bathtub, whether you're running hot water over it or not, and...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Well, and go, because we've got, this is an adult audience, yes, but we do have some families listening. And I'm telling you right now, the whole thing makes me want to pitch my guts clean up. All right, folks, it's been good to have you with us here. We're going to close it out here with Sage, the Gemini, and Lucas, GDFR. And many, many thanks to, the great Mark Maron for having us in. We did request an audience, and we will be so graciously talking with Mark. And I mean that seriously. He's a good man. And I've got a couple of things we want to promote. So I hope that'll be on soon. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And Margaret, take it away.
And don't forget all the social media contacts we gave you. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on the Sideshow Network. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Mavis Leonard. I don't want to have anyone doing any of that mess.
Excuse me, this is not Sage and the Gemini. This is Ozzy. Who the fuck said this is Sage?
No, I don't know. It's Sage.
It ain't Sage the Gemini. It's Ozzy Osbourne and No More Tears.
Now that it's over, can we in the bush.